Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Pope Francis is in critical condition after a prolonged asthma attack while being treated for pneumonia and a complex lung infection. That from the Vatican, which says the Pope needed an oxygen mask and a blood transfusion. Bishop of the Catholic Diocese of Fort Worth, Michael Olson.
With chronic health conditions, it's obviously a very grave situation, and all of our prayers are required for him to have a quick recovery or a blissful death.
Being told by management not to respond to Elon Musk's latest email because of legal and other considerations, civilian employees of the Defense Department, NASA Space Agency, the FBI, and National Institutes of Health. Musk emailed all federal employees requesting that they detail what they accomplished on the job in the past week and that failure to respond will be taken as a resignation. California's governor asking Congress for billions in wildfire recovery aid. This is ABC News. The new world of cryptocurrency is not immune to crime. ABC's Brian Clark.
Hackers stole about $1.5 billion worth of digital currency from the popular Bybit trading platform. Company said hackers gained access by manipulating a routine transfer of the Ethereum cryptocurrency. North Korean hackers have been linked to several thefts in recent years. In December, the FBI, Defense Department, and Japanese officials blamed North Korea for the theft of $308 million from a Japanese firm. Brian Clark, ABC News.
The most famous or infamous fugitives in France right now are thieves who police say used a stolen card to buy a winning French lottery ticket worth over $500,000 U.S., but they vanished before cashing in. The victim says that he'll split the winnings with the crooks, but wants his wallet back, too. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hour three of Max Inc. Radio, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Wasn't Jenny amazing? Oh, the live stuff in the lair felt good. Felt really good. Terry Barr is going to have Brett Newsky an interview with him. That's coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, 8 o'clock hour. Just a bunch of local music for your ears. We're going to start it right now with a double dip of Cat and the Hurricane on Max Inc. Radio.
Know what that feels like, I don't think you do. You're running from feelings, I'm burning some teachings. You argue about pronouns, seems like you're just reaching. Do not understand us, but foe and a strand us. You cling to your Bible to save our outcast us. Don't need your permission, just need you to listen. When we say we're human,
we're losing transmission. Undress myself.
Sleeping for my soul to keep.
Like
project your projection. Don't need your attention. We need more protection. They're killing us now. You'll need your permission. Just need you to listen when we say we're human.
We're losing transmission. Undress myself.
Sorry, I'm not sorry for simply existing. All these terms and conditions, man-made religion. Hey, that box you sent me in, it's no longer fitting. I began to let you trick me, I'm here for magicians. My mission specific, aligned with the limits. Surviving the fittest, it's God's decision. Don't be surprised, we did it. Different, who is it? Who listening? Consistent, my senses is given. We all coexist, I'm with the rainbows missing. Jangle addition, the plot just thickens. No crop shit biggest, my locks is in this. No, my chakras are sitting. Reporting live from the top of my side. Yes, I keep it next to you, but this week I'll be suave. Hey!
Like now, maybe you do.
Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Cat and the Hurricane, a double dip from them. They're doing live stuff at the Bricks Cider in Mount Horeb on March 2nd. That's going to be an acoustic show, Rocker. And then on the 15th, they're going to be out in Lake Mills. More information's out there on all social media things. Just type in Max Inc. Radio. You'll find your way and all the connections to local music that's happening all over town. All this local stuff is powered by Salvatore's Tomato Pie, Sun Prairie, Monona, and Livingston Street in Madison. There's pizza and then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at SalvatoreTomatoPies.com. Also, Carbon 4 Brewing Company, located on Madison's east side, making high-quality beer with the best ingredients they can find. Visit their tap room, which I have a few times, Rocker, and try their exclusive creations. Oh, and the local snacks are delightful. Live music, too. Carbon4.com. Also, music, the hair, and the experience. It's Cherry Pie live in concert. They're playing the biggest hair band hits and ballads of the 80s. Def Leppard. Guns N' Roses, of course, Poison, Warrant. The list goes on. Friday, March 14th, doors will be open at 6 p.m. at the Loxley Live Music Venue at 5264 Verona Road in Fitchburg at the Old Dry Bean location. It's Cherry Pie Live in Concert. Get tickets at LoxleyVenue.com. That's Loxley, L-O-X-L-E-Y, venue.com. Rocker now.
Yes.
We've got a lineup. We've got Last Crack, Magic 7, and Subtomic for some reason. Why is that, Rocker?
Oh, man. Last week when I was in here, Rob, Jimmy sprung on me. Okay. You know, everybody knows I had a health issue. And with the heart. And, you know, and about some of the medical expenses that we face when we have some of these crises. And Jimmy surprised us.
Last week, Rocker. I wish I could have been here for that.
With the Rocker Jamboree.
Yes!
He put together this amazing show.
He's been a busy beaver.
He is a busy beaver. And it's totally amazing. Last Crack, Subatomic, Electromag, Mindox, and Magic 7 are all going to be playing May the 4th at the Burr Oak here in Madison, and in it's going to benefit Mama Cares, which is a fund that, you know, the Mama organization puts together to help musicians in their time of crisis.
They do great stuff.
And he really was doing it for me as well, because this has been, you know, kind of a crazy crisis. You have a lot of out-of-pocket expenses.
Sure, absolutely.
You know, you don't realize you have. And so he brought together a lot of great sponsors: Aftershock, Classic Arcade, Brainstormer Video Studios, the Ethical Trade Company, Guitar Shop of Wisconsin, Greg Ginner over there, Madison Drum Makers, and the Aaron Weber Group. They've all gotten together to, you know, help organize this great event called the Rocker Jamboree. And here we go. This is Last Crack, Burning Time. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. Radio.
For the people.
Radio for the people.
Some mistake, an invalid code display, and then I don't, then I don't, then I don't.
Subatomic on Mag Sync Radio. Before that, and Magic 7. Then, of course, Last Crack. Rocker Jamboree Sunday, May 4th, 1 to 5 p.m. at the Burr Oak in Madison. Last Crack, Subatomic, Mind Ox, Electromag, Magic 7. Benefit for Mama Cares. And, of course, Rocker right here on Mag Sync Radio. All this local music is brought to you by the Ethical Trade Company, and it's dedicated to empowering artisans and farmers who are vulnerable to exploitation. Ethical Trade Company carries a diverse range of items from over 50 countries. And in their store right here in Madison on the east side, and online on their web store, ethicaltradeco.com, goods for a better world. Mag Sync right now, if you check out with them, you get 15% off, which is super duper cool. What else do we have going on? Well, we have a whole bunch of local artists in the bottom half hour of Mag Sync Radio tonight. And also, Flavor That Kills is our next track that we're going to play right now. They're going to be doing live stuff at the Red Rooster on the 28th of March. This is American Dream Now on the Civic Media Radio Network. Flavor That Kills on Mag Sync Radio. More local music coming up right after this break. Stay tuned to the Civic Media Radio Network.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at fullmilebeercompany.com.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
This St. Paddy's Day, if you want a pot of gold, list your home with the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass.
Excuse me, kind sir, but it's not Paddy's, it's Patty's, as in Patrick.
When selling or buying with Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, you get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. We like to say that move to Madison is kind of like a pot of gold.
Ooh!
It's the number one site for leprechauns to search for new homes this St. Paddy's Day. The Aaron Weber Group. Powered by Compass.
Get ready, Madison. May the 4th is going to rock the Rocker Jamboree. A benefit to help with Rocker's medical expenses and Mama Cares. Sunday, May the 4th at the Burr Oak in Madison, beginning at noon. Featuring Last Crack. Subatomic. Mind Ox, Electromag, and Magic 7. The Rocker Jamboree. Get advance tickets now at theburroakmadison.com. Sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, the Ethical Trade Co., Aftershock Classic Arcade, and Ginter's Guitar Shop of Wisconsin. Presented by 92.7 WMDX and Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
Brass Band. This is Maxing Radio. All right, you can catch Mama Dig Down's Brass Band and the Rare Element at the High Noon Saloon Fat Tuesday 3-4. That's just around the corner. Can't wait for Fat Tuesday. Good celebrations out there. Before that, Too Sick Charlie, he's going to be in Madison on 3-8, or Prairie du Sac on 3-13. Lots of live stuff coming up. Make sure you swing by maxincradio.com or all the social media things. That way you can get connected to the local stuff that's happening right here in Madison. All this local things are brought to you by Ignite Glass and Gifts with locally hand-blown glass, 3 locations in Madison. Shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. Also, Lazy Oaf Lounge, great food and drinks, live music. You can watch the big game on their big screens at the Lazy Loaf Lounge, 1617 North Storton Road, or online at lazyoaflounge.com. And lastly, the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie. Come for the homemade food and then stay for the delicious beer and also that live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu online and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com. And I cannot forget about the newest sponsor that we have, the new Loxley Live Music Venue in Fitchburg. The Loxley is located in Verona Road, on Verona Road, at the Old Bean location, and features live music along with private events like weddings, family celebrations. Book your next event. See all the things they can do. Go see a band. Get hitched at the Loxley venue. Find out more information. Go to Loxley on Facebook, Instagram, and on the web at Loxley, L-O-X-L-E-Y, venue.com. Betsy Aid now and the Well-Known Strangers on Max Inc. Radio.
Sweet, sweet surrender. And when you are down and out, your greatest defender.
I'm all through with. Yeah. I've got another baby.
Baby. Tonight's local music is brought to you by Carbon 4 Brewing Company, located on Madison's east side, making high-quality beers with the best ingredients they can find. Visit their tap room, try their exclusive creations by their brewers, plus sampling some local snacks that I just love, and they have live music, carbon4.com. Next up, the Women Respect concert is right around the corner, and this band is the backing band for that celebration. The concert's at the Majestic Theater. It's on 329. Celebration of music is women in music, and a whole lot of local women artists are performing. More information is out there. Max Inc. Radio and all the social media things will get you in the right direction. This backing band is, of course, The Big Payback. This is Running with the Fire now on Max Inc. Radio. We'll be right back. Maxing Radio. Majestic Theater 329. All right, time to fire up the patent-pending Jimmy Tracker. You're going to be at the Red Rooster on 3-8. So, of course, we play the hit. Terry Barr will be in at 9 p.m. She'll have Brett Newsky, an interview with him. Then Jimmy K takes us to midnight. See you next week, everybody.
I ran into some trouble some time back.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
The one and only Professor Bob Harvey has graced the airlines with us. Let's go to Vincent.
With this new administration, African-American history is under assault. To Professor Harvey, how important are we, is it to, for us to fight back, not only for Black History Month, but throughout the year?
African-American history is not going anywhere. Start digging into history. You find out that long before the Mayflower, Blacks were already here.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Pope Francis is in critical condition after the Vatican says he suffered a prolonged asthma attack while being treated for pneumonia and a complex lung infection. He needed a blood transfusion. ABC News medical contributor Dr. Alec Patel.
In many situations, we can see a drop in blood counts, such as with platelets, which is what our blood uses to form clots, and red blood cells, or anemia, which those are the part of our blood that carries oxygen, which is why the Pope needed a transfusion. Now, this can be caused from an infection, from medications, or from underlying medical conditions.
Being told by management not to respond to Elon Musk's latest email, civilian employees of the Defense Department, NASA Space Agency, FBI, National Institutes of Health, Musk requesting that they detail what they accomplished on the job in the past week, and that failure to respond will be taken as a resignation. California Governor Newsom asking Congress to approve billions in wildfire recovery aid. This is ABC News. A big